In 2014, then-Governor Mike Rounds issued a style-informed veto of a bill that would ban almost all abortions in South Dakota. The only exception was the case of preserving the life of the pregnant mother. According to reports at the time, Rounds says there were technical mistakes at the end of the bill. He says he also had concerns about the bill repealing existing state law that regulates and limits abortion. If a court struck the bill or put it on pause, abortion in South Dakota could have been unregulated. So Rounds put regulations back in. During debate on Rounds' style-informed veto, late Republican Representative Tom Hennies of Rapid City said the changes were good and should have been in the bill that reached the governor's desk. However, he didn't think the governor had the ability to issue such a change.
That veto looks like the executive branch of the government is writing legislation. And ladies and gentlemen, just like the courts, I believe the executive branch is constitutionally prohibited from writing law.
But the prime sponsor of the bill disagreed. Then Republican Representative Matt McCauley carried the bill in the House. He said the Constitution does speak very specifically about style and form vetoes and how the legislature can go about reviewing the governor's changes.
Bills with errors in style or form may be returned to legislature by the governor with specific recommendations for change. And the legislature then can approve those by a majority vote. This is not executive branch legislating. This is an executive branch recommendation, a formal recommendation that we amend this bill.
McCauley is now a top advisor to Governor Kristi Noem. His bill was ultimately referred and rejected by South Dakota voters. State lawmakers will consider Noem's style-informed veto on Monday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.